consumer-driven days of early Christmas. We Southenders would hang our stockings by the chimney with great care, mostly so they wouldn't catch fire. I mean, we used that chimney for heat. How Santa was going to get down the brick chute without scorching those red pajamas of his, us young'uns didn't have a clue. So we worried about Saint Nick. Well, mostly we worried he wouldn't leave us anything at all while he was hustled off to the nearest burn unit. Our parents told us not to lose any sleep over it. Santa probably had fire-retardant uniforms. Oh, right, like Kris Kringle moonlighted as a chemist half the year. But Santa always did seem to find the South End on Christmas, which didn't explain the half-empty stockings and the paucity of presents under the tree every year at our house. We kids just figured Santa had checked his stupid list probably twice, and we were blacklisted on the naughty side once again. We even used to leave cookie bribes and a jug of something savory to drink when he showed up. It was odd how the jug was always empty, and still, the stockings were sadly deficient. Pa always said the reindeer must have been thirsty, and we'd say, hey, if Donder and Blitzen could find their way here and down a burning chimney with a 6-inch hole to the wood stove, how come St. Nick couldn't find us? And Ma would give Pa a dirty look and say something was Blitzen all right, but it wasn't the reindeer. Santa finds the South End pretty easily now, I'm telling you. Come Christmas morning, it looks like a China R Us down the middle of the living room, barely room to squeeze near the tree. Nowadays, we don't leave Santa a plate of cookies. He expects an ATM machine and a Visa card. Christmas down on the South End lasts and lasts, about 12 easy payments. Then it starts all over.